relax and unwind with Tlotlang Moletsane.
It's Rise FM mid-mornings with myself, Tlotlang Moletsane. Thank you very much for choosing us. It's All Things Lenyora Wednesday, and we do it with another phenomenal woman. She's the chairperson of the South African National Editors Forum, Nwabisa Makunga. Welcome to Rise FM.
Hi, good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
Let's talk about this itch for journalism. I mean, over 18 years of experience is a long time. Where did it all start?
It started when I was 11 years old. I just kind of had a thing for storytelling.
Mm-hmm.
It's something that I just found quite, freeing for me, for my mind. I used to write a lot, kind of write, letters to myself and that kind of thing. So it really started with, just like a young girl saying, this is actually something that I like. I didn't know, obviously, at the time that it was journalism. I couldn't really coin it as such. But nonetheless, it was just something that I really connected with.
Mm-hmm. And here we are today. But I think also just that importance of writing and reading played a big, big role in who you are today, which is something
Absolutely.
That we need to promote a little bit more in our Black communities with our Black young girls.
Absolutely. I mean, it's amazing to me that in this day and age, we've got a society where, of course, we consume what we call content, right? And sometimes the shorter the content, the better for people. But I think, there's something that reading and thinking actually does to one's mind.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, it was something that I connected with, as I say, from a very early age. And it's really amazing what it actually does, to you as a person, kind of opening your mind, making you, much more curious as a person, but also just helping you understand the world, just the world around you.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I always say reading opens up these colors in your mind that you didn't even know you had. It's so different when you're reading, and then when you start writing as well, things just kind of flow, and you don't even really understand where it comes from until I think you kind of just find yourself. I think even as a journalist, you have to find yourself so you know what it is that you like to write about.
Yes, but I think for me, it was... I mean, I just wrote about anything. I think coming into journalism about 2 decades ago, you walk into a newsroom, you can't really kind of dictate and say, okay, this is what I'm interested in and this is what I'm in. You get assigned. Mm-hmm. You get told, go here, do this, do that. And I think, because obviously I didn't resist that, I was quite curious about the world, nonetheless.
Mm-hmm.
And so it takes time, I think, for you to actually even have an interest that says, I am actually interested in this. So for me, my interest was the political economy, for example. But it took years for me to actually understand. I actually enjoy writing about politics.
Yeah.
I actually enjoy writing about the economy. This is something that I relate with. And so that kind of, honing your craft does take a while. But I think from the start, it's really something that you just do, whatever it is. If they send you to write about sports, just do it. If they send you to write about, what happens in courts, just do it.
Yeah.
Until you actually get to a point where you really are better at what you do.
No, absolutely. I mean, in that growth and in the years that you've been doing what you love, have there ever been any moments for you that were just truly very dark, where you probably even considered going out of it and just saying, I can't do this anymore? And I ask you this because I think there's a lot of people that might relate to your story in that way, to say, I've been through something, it was just very dark for me. I didn't know how I was going to find that light at the end of the tunnel. But in the end, you truly did find that color of life again.
Sure. So, the interesting thing about journalism, I think, is, yes, of course, you get exposed to a lot of things, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I think for me, there isn't sort of one moment, of darkness. I think for me, it's different moments where something that happens, it's music or whatever, really affects you in a certain way. And I something that I would write over, I'm told, go to a particular story or whatever. I mean, I remember I was pregnant at the time. I think I was 6 months so pregnant that I was a news editor, and there was an accident, and a pregnant woman who we were kind of sort of same age, same month into it. you know, was killed because, you know, in that accident. And it's a moment like that that actually just affects you in the most insane way. And sometimes in the news, you're not able to just break down and cry. You know, you kind of go home and you kind of, you know, debrief, I suppose, if you do have family to debrief, et cetera. But I think, you know, the point is that for me, it wasn't one moment.
Mm-hmm.
It's, you know, many moments along the way. Also, just sometimes the economic story of journalism, when you actually see, you know, how newsrooms are building, how, you know, how tough it actually is becoming. But I think it's also, again, you know, understanding the need for what you do.
Yeah.
I truly, truly believe in the craft of journalism. I believe in an open and transparent society. So even in moments where I did feel, for various reasons, I did feel that actually I don't know if I want to do this anymore, but I actually was able to, again, encourage myself to say, actually, this is a labor of love, but also it's a service to a nation.
Nwabisa, we are celebrating 30 years of democracy in our country. You are one of the leaders in journalism, I would say. What do we tell the young girl who reads articles, who goes on social media, and she sees all these traumatic stories about gender-based violence, about young girls getting killed? And, you know, she probably feels like, I mean, we're celebrating 30 years of democracy, but I don't really see it.
You know, so last night I attended an event and I want to quote Dr. Phumzile Mlambo-Ngoka, the former president of South Africa, where, you know, we're kind of having this conversation. And she said, perhaps the conversation is not so much to the young girls.
Mm-hmm.
Perhaps the conversation ought to really shift to men who are perpetrators of this kind of violence.
Mm.
And of course, you know, yes, there is, you know, words of comfort and encouragement, I think, that we should give to young girls. But I think more precisely, you know, the words of accountability are those that should actually go to young men, and men simply who are just perpetrators of this, to say, one, it is not acceptable. It destroys lives. You know, it is something that we actually need to take not just seriously, but actually, you know, do something about. Men should be able to call themselves out, call each other out, and kind of put a line and say, here and no further. So for me, yes, we must encourage young girls, but I think we must hold perpetrators in particular accountable.
Absolutely, I agree. I think we'll park it here for today, but thank you so much for coming on to the show. And thank you for being an inspiration to so many other younger black girls, you know, just showing us that it is possible to follow that dream and make sure that it happens. You truly are an inspiration. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Do you want to win a whopping 40,000 rand in cash? Now's your chance. The MyStation competition is here. Giving you the power to vote for your South African radio station. Tlotlang Moletsane, Monday to Friday, 9 to 12 midday, Rise FM mid mornings. Mpumalanga, Azish.